Did something go on after the game between those two? Well, maybe. Joining us now on The Ticket, and we are having to digitally alter his voice to protect his identity, is a deep throat informant who says he was in the Mavericks locker room last night. He saw what went on between Carlisle and Rondo and Carlisle and Cuban, and he is brave enough to come forward, although anonymously, and tell us this story. Deep throat informant, do you have us?
Yes.
First of all,
you have me.
Yes, we do. And first of all, thank you so much for your courage.
What I am here to speak of is very dangerous. So much so that I am currently in an Edward Snowden-like exile in order to protect myself. Specifically from the Carlisle.
The Carlisle.
From the Carlisle.
Well, what happened between these two after the game?
Well, first let me tell you something. These two men fight like cats and dogs.
Hmm.
I have seen them throwing pots and pans at each other many times.
Pans?
I have seen Cuban quiz a potted plant at Carlisle that smashed on the wall beside his bald Carlisle head. I have seen Carlisle lance Cuban with a pole vault pole and run a table saw across his back.
Oh my goodness.
Man, violent.
Their fights are legendary to those who are unfortunate enough to witness them. I personally have seen fights that have lasted for days and left the basement of the AAC in shambles.
Days?
It looks like a tornado has cut through there afterwards.
Gosh. Well, we always wondered how Cuban and Carlisle really got along, and Deep Throat Informant, you're certainly exposing a lot about that relationship.
The other night, they got into a disagreement over Cuban's trash-talking the Rockets.
Oh, yeah, we heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
The impressive Rick told Cuban to go back to his office and count his money and keep his surgically enhanced nose out of basketball operation. Well, Cuban got his butt feelings hurt by this and reminded Carlisle that he, Cuban, is his billionaire Dancing with the Stars ball.
That's true. He is the boss.
Angered, Carlisle grabbed the Cuban, mark around his human throat, and Darth Vader gripped him so hard that Mark's hairpiece flipped forward over his face.
Wow.
But Carlisle squeezed the said trachea, squeezed it so tightly that Cuban's bra snapped from the immense pressure. The Rick with the implied P. Carlisle then told Mark that if he ever tries to big time the Mavericks' bald-headed misanthrope again, that he would rip off his penis and shove it in his mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Wow, that's violent.
Mark said, go ahead, I dare you. I don't care. Mark then threatened that after Carlisle released him from the trachea death grip, that he would personally pay the biggest black hitman in America to hunt Rick down and put a crossbow in his skull.
Oh my goodness, man. This is violent.
Awful.
This seemed to anger the Carlisle. At that point, Rick grabbed his solid gold ping pong paddle from its satin-lined titanium flight case and said, I ought to beat you over the bottom right now.
Bottom?
At this point, Mark oddly became complicit and complied with Rick's request by bending over his lap and pulling down his own pants. So I watched Carlisle ping pong paddle Mark Cuban's butt back.
What an odd sight that must have been.
So Cuban just gave up.
I cannot speak any more of this.
But deep throat.
Deep throat. Oh, he feared for his safety.
Yeah. I figured we could only get so much out of him, but that was plenty.